USA Radio News.
Today, as President Donald Trump kicked off a cabinet meeting, he took a few questions from reporters. One of the reporters asked what would happen if Iran started up their nuclear program.
Iran will find out. They're going to find out. I don't think they should do that. I would advise Iran not to start their nuclear program. I would advise them very strongly. If they do, there will be very severe consequence. Okay?
Also today in Washington, D.C., President Donald Trump's nominee to be the next CIA director, Gina Haspel, went before a Senate Intelligence Committee where she said she's the right person for this job.
I have been asked by President Trump to lead this workforce and to continue the work that Mike Pompeo and I began a little more than a year ago, ensuring that CIA is postured to meet the complex challenges our nation faces.
This is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans for a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
There are different reactions coming in from Iran regarding President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw from the nuclear deal. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Hardliners in Iran's parliament haven't liked the deal for different reasons than why President Trump has pulled the U.S. out of it. At that news, they burned a paper U.S. flag and chanted death to America. However, the president of Iran, Hassan Rouhani, sees it differently, saying through a translator here, just because the U.S. is out doesn't mean the deal has to crumble.
I've asked the foreign ministry to negotiate with European countries and with China and Russia in the next few weeks. If at the end of this short period we conclude that we can fully benefit from the JCPOA, the deal would remain.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Donald Trump's approval rating has remained steady at 42% in Gallup's two most recent polls. 89% of Republicans approve of President Trump's job performance, while only 11% of Democrats and 36% of Independents approve. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
One New Jersey high school is making sure no one feels left out after creating a new inclusive policy that would essentially allow a spot for every student who tries out for the cheerleading squad, and they're doing away with skill-based selections. This all came about because one parent complained that her child didn't make the cut after last month's tryouts. Larry Winget is the pit bull of personal development. He says there's so much wrong with this on so many levels.
Stuff like this is what's wrong with everything, I can tell you. Look at the lessons from this situation, this ridiculousness. First of all, the school system is teaching parents that if you complain, if one mama says, my sweet baby didn't make the cheerleading squad, whether she deserved to or not, they will change school policy. Now, is this going to move over to grades? You can't pass. You don't know anything, but we're going to complain, and now you're going to pass the class. Or what about driver's license? You can't drive and you ran into a car parked on the side of the road, but that doesn't matter. I'm going to whine and complain so my baby gets her driver's license whether she can drive or not. And think about the lessons to the kids. You know, this girl that's saying all my hard work is for nothing. She's exactly right. The lesson is that you have to work. You have to earn. You have to have merit in order to win. You don't complain and whine your way to success.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.